He's live from his mother's basement in Los Angeles, our 400-pound celebrity insider and entertainment lawyer. It's NT Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
NT Lawyer!
Hola, sir.
Yes, hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
You know, I can't complain. No one will listen.
Are you on the beach, NT? Are you laying out right now? Like, what's your deal? You're calling us from the middle of nowhere?
No. I'm at home in the basement, as usual.
Okay. You're just watching. That's his white noise machine.
Right. Sorry about that.
It is. No, it's like, can I tell you that every single week I talk to you from a car? And so it's a different air conditioning sound, perhaps, but every single week I talk to you from a car.
It's nice and soundproof. NT, the queen has passed. It is a very sad day for all of us in the Commonwealth.
Is
not, not so much the traitor Americans. But is there any tea with
her? Aren't you
guys
both Americans?
Yeah, but nobody knows that.
Aren't you guys both
we keep it on the down low.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is there any tea to spill now that the queen is no longer with us?
You know, here's what I'm going to find very interesting about this whole thing is I don't exactly understand how it all works, and I think that everybody in the world is going to go, okay, this is a little bit weird, is that so Charles has taken over. Right now he's King Charles III, but he actually hasn't had the coronation yet. I guess it doesn't happen for like a year because we have to mourn or something for a year.
Yeah.
So, but we've learned, even just in this couple days, it's like I saw this article that said, The stone of destiny is being moved from Scotland for the coronation, and everybody's like, "What the heck is the stone of destiny or something?" It looks like just a masonry block or something, and apparently, you know, it was stolen by a bunch of college students in Scotland back in the 50s or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's just part of the thing that needs to be. And I think that everybody's going to realize, okay, because there hasn't been a coronation in so long. Everybody's going to go, oh my gosh, what are all these little tiny trivial things and stuff, and why are we doing this? And then there's all this stuff back and forth on social media about him appointing Prince Andrew as a counselor. So if Charles is incapacitated or something, that Prince Andrew can act for him.
Uh-huh.
And why would he have the pedophile
Ew.
On there?
Yeah.
Exactly. But from what I understand, there is no choice on the matter that it has to go to, like, the next four in line or something like that. So that Queen Elizabeth also had him there. But then you think to yourself, okay, all right, well, maybe he didn't have a choice. But then, you know, it's like he's letting him wear his military uniform but not Harry. And honest to goodness, you know, I can say a lot of things about Harry. But one of the things that I will never question is the fact that dude served in the military. Dude didn't have to go to Afghanistan.
Right.
There's that one interview that he's giving where, like, bombs are going off all of a sudden, and he, like, pulls off the microphone or whatever and goes running. So, I mean, he deserves his military to wear that.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of bad that he hasn't. And to let Andrew, Andrew, what did you do in the military? Well, I don't even know what he did in the military. And then Harry, you know, actually did some things, and he's not allowed to wear it. I thought that was very kind of, you know, just petty.
That is petty.
Yeah.
You are so right. Well, did the queen not cover up for Prince Andrew all those years and with all of his indiscretions, right? Obviously.
And Charles.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, look, Charles started dating Diana when she was 16 years old and he was, what, 50? Ugh. So, I mean, I don't think he was 50. I think he was like 29 to 30. But still. You know, so, I mean, and he met her at a party, if memory serves, at her sister's house, and he was sleeping with her sister.
Good Lord.
So,
you know, the funny thing is, you know, say what you will about Harry and William, about how they conducted themselves as they were growing up. They can't hold a candle to, like, some of the crap that went on generations before them.
No, I mean, Charles was, I did this, a bunch of episodes on the Onassis family and stuff like that, and he was basically sleeping with any member of the Onassis family he could, or the Grimaldis and stuff like that, and just, you know, he had some actress who was a semi-porn star that he was sleeping with at the same time he was sleeping with Diana's sister, at the same time he was sleeping with, you know, whatever, And then with Andrew, of course, we all know about the underage stuff, but, you know, there was the whole Coup Stark thing, who basically, you know, was not a professional per se, but there was all these kind of things. There was this party once where that Andrew went to, and these two Greek guys who were in, like, the line of royal succession in their country or whatever decided they were getting in a fight over some woman, and I was trying to read more about it, and Andrew was at the party, and everybody's like, oh, where's Andrew? Well, he's downstairs, you know, talking to, like, three or four of the strippers and having them, and it was just, oh, my gosh, this thing is so, it's just debauchery. And
yeah.
Everybody, and it's just, oh.
So now that
and then Charles is just, you know, hey, Charles, this week, hasn't everybody before this week thought, oh, well, Charles is just like this goofy kind of guy who, you know, groomed his wife and cheated on her with the person he really loved.
Right.
And then we see this, the thing about, okay, I can't move these inkwells. Somebody's going to have to move these. And then the whole thing about, oh, I signed the wrong date and, oh, there's a pen. And,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You know,
not the nicest guy in the world.
When the queen died, the first thing I thought of was Meghan Markle. So, like, what's going on with, like, I feel like they sort of welcomed them back in, but not really. And she's going, and, or is she not going? I don't know.
The curtsy.
There was question about whether or not she was going because of, you know, the kids are still back home. She'd only planned to be gone for like 3 or 4 days, not 3 weeks.
Right.
So I thought, look, everybody can trash Meghan and stuff. I thought that the curtsy was, I thought she did a great job. Because she knows that she is going to be the focus on that curtsy.
Of course, right? Of course.
Yeah. And everything she does.
Let's talk about somebody who cannot curtsy is the new Prime Minister of England. Can't do a curtsy to save her life. I don't know what she did the first time that she met the Queen. And then I just, what is that? Now, granted, I would never be able to do a curtsy. I think that the guys have it much easier. I mean, Harry just lowers his head. Like, I mean, it's not even a bow. It's not even a Japanese thing. Just lower the head.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Meghan has to do this, you know, this whole dance routine, basically, to get into the proper position while she's wearing heels, while she's carrying a purse, while she's all dressed up and everything. And all Harry's got to do is, I got to do a little head bow. Hold on. You know, so props to her because the pressure to do that right, knowing that the entire world is going to criticize her if she doesn't give it enough respect,
right.
If she doesn't do it well enough. You know, I will be the first person to be on the Meghan Markle hypocrisy train. However, in this particular thing, I thought she did amazing. I thought that she did great. I thought that the whole flower thing was overblown.
Mm.
I just, you know, yeah. She did it with a smile, and of course there's a lip reader and stuff, and I can't fault anything of hers right now. I just think that she was put into a very awkward position. Just think about this. She didn't know she was going to a funeral. She didn't know that the Queen was going to die.
Right.
Somehow, Harry got all his mourning clothes. She got all these new clothes in black and everything like that. Just that part. Then she does have two kids halfway across the world.
Right.
That she thought she was only going to be gone for a few days. And here, you know, it's been a couple of weeks. So I just think of it as a mom situation. Oh, kids, I don't know when I'm going to come home.
Yeah.
You know? And to add all of that onto it and then have to do that curtsy, knowing that there were literally a million cameras and tens of millions of people analyzing it.
Right.
I thought she nailed the curtsy.
Right.
Yeah. Good for her. Anti-lawyer, our world famous celebrity insider. We noticed that the internet has bullied Leonardo DiCaprio into dating someone that is over the age of 25. Is this just a massive coincidence, or did he enjoy the memes so much that he wanted to throw us a curveball?
Oh, look, Yolanda Hadid would give nothing. Nothing would make her life happier than to say that her daughter was dating Leonardo DiCaprio. She will live off those stories for the rest of her life, sharing them with anybody who will listen.
Yeah.
I say that, first of all, Tobey Maguire is probably, arguably, you know, Leo's best friend forever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they have been friends since Leo was 13, 14 years old.
Right, and they ran
when
that
Tobey
whole scam.
When Tobey Maguire had a baby, Mm-hmm. Leo didn't talk to him for 2 years. 2 years.
Wow.
His best friend, somebody he hangs out with almost every day.
Yeah.
He just for 2 years. So now you're supposed to convince me that Gigi, who is 2 years older than 25, and has a baby, that Leo is somehow just head over heels for her. And I don't see that at all.
Yeah.
I don't. I just like Yolanda would like nothing more than that. I'm sure that Gigi would do whatever Leo wants, would give the baby away. But I just don't see it. She's too thirsty. He likes to find people that aren't thirsty and make them thirsty. I just don't see him start. Yolanda would have paparazzi. She would be texting Gigi every second of every day. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Let me get some paparazzi over there. Oh, let me go over there, by the way, so I can get in the photo, because gosh knows I would love to be in a photo with you and Leo, that because I'm not going to get a candid one with a phone. So let me do that. And oh, Bella's in town. Let me get Bella over there too. Oh my gosh, people can see that he's having a threesome with both of my daughters. Oh, heaven
knows. Yes.
You know, so I just like, and she would say, "Oh my gosh, I love that story. You guys can write that all day long." Just, oh yes, he can't decide between Bella and Gigi.
Oh my God.
I feel like that headline is coming. I feel like you're so right.
Yeah.
She would, that's the thing, is that now I am not sure that she would want to watch her daughter have sex with Leo, unlike like Kris Jenner, but I feel like she'd want to be in the next room. I feel like that, and that she'd be so happy, and she'd be, tears would be crying if she knew that her daughter was having sex with Leo and that there was any chance that they would be together.
Anti-lawyer, something that really, really hit home for me, because I, as far as celebrity couples go, I really stan Patrick Carney and Michelle Branch, and unfortunately they had some issues in their personal life, but was it all kind of a setup because he's going on tour and she's dropping new music?
Who stands Patrick Carney, Michelle Branch?
Seriously,
Ed is the weirdest. Look, I love the Black Keys and I love Michelle Branch. And when I found out that they found each other, I was so happy. I was elated.
But do you know how they found each other?
Yes, I do.
How did it? How? Tell. I don't know the story.
He was cheating on his wife. Ew. With Michelle Branch.
Oh, great.
Yes, he was cheating, and he cheated on the previous wife with the wife that he decided to cheat on with Michelle Branch.
Yes.
So it shouldn't be a shocker that he was cheating on you.
Yeah.
And what's the whole thing? Like she said, oh, he found Viagra in his shoe and a necklace. And, you know, she knew that he was cheating on her forever. And she was just fine. And then she finally cracked and said, no, you know, here, I'm going to beat you. And then the police come and arrest her. And now, yes, we're getting back together. I don't think it has anything to do with his tour. I don't think it has anything to do with her new music. Nobody's going to buy her new music. I'm a huge Michelle Branch fan from way back. But when's the last time you guys played a song from, you know, anything earlier than the 2000s on your radio station that had Michelle Branch?
Yeah.
And you haven't. So, when's the last time you played the Black Keys?
Never.
We don't play the Black Keys.
Yeah, we don't.
But I love the Black Keys.
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody cares about the Black Keys. Nobody cares about new Michelle Branch music. So, I mean, it's like, I'm just saying, you know, the record sales abysmal. You know, it's one of those things. Everybody's record sales. Look at Demi Lovato. She dropped out of the Billboard 200 after 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can't. It's impossible. She sold like 16,000 copies. Demi Lovato sold 16,000 copies. And that was 600 less than before. We criticize Beyonce when she only sells 300,000 now,
right,
compared to whatever. So, of course, nobody's going to buy the Black Keys and stuff. So I don't think it's a promotional tool. I think it's, hey, we have kids together tool, and we should try and stay together for the kids. I don't give it very long.
I was going to say, how long do you give it? A year?
No, not even that long. He's going to go on tour and sleep with somebody.
Now, yeah. See, this was the thing. I wasn't hoping they would get back together for the sake of the kids. I was just hoping that they could coexist in some fashion because of the kids. Because I mean, it seemed like a real relationship to me.
It was a real relationship, but it doesn't take, you know, he still was cheating on his wife when he was with Michelle. What did she expect?
Yeah, yeah.
That he would be loyal to her when he wasn't loyal to that wife or the wife before?
Yeah, yeah.
So if your goal, Ed, is somehow down the line that Michelle's going to go on tour or something like that and there's a meet and greet in Calgary and you can leave Melissa home for the night or something, then maybe. But the... But
listen,
you know,
I've already met her. Patrick Carney's next on my list.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Ed's weird.
You want to meet and greet with Patrick?
Oh my God, he would die.
I would lose it.
He would make out with him, I think. Would you?
Hey, you know what, Auntie? This is something that I don't share because I don't like to flex these kind of things. But I send a handful of celebrities memes on Instagram. Patrick Carney reads mine.
Well, congratulations to you. Thanks. I mean, that's something we should alert the media about.
Okay, we need to wrap this up with Britney Spears. What is going on with her? Because there's this weird back and forth with Christina Aguilera and like a lot of backpedaling with
it's been another crazy week of Britney, honestly.
With all these dancers and...
Yeah, you know, that's never going to come across well. I mean, she's always had a feud with Christina, right? I mean, back in 1999 or whatever, maybe even back to the Mickey Mouse Club. But I mean, when you've known somebody practically your whole life, I mean, I think it's okay to feud with them if you're going to feud, but I don't think anybody agrees that you should body shame somebody.
Right.
And I think that when Britney saw that all these people had stopped following her, especially people that had come to her wedding, she goes, oh, something's wrong here. I need to fix this. But I also, Britney does not do her social media. She didn't do it when she was in the conservatorship at all, really. I mean, she did it, but then it had to be approved before it could be posted.
Right.
And now, if you look at it, some of the things that are written are so, I mean, college-level kind of things and, you know, these thoughts. And I think Britney goes, I want you to say this. And so that makes its way in there, and because there'll be these odd things. And the apology post kind of was like, all right, now I don't know exactly what you're saying here, so that's the Britney part, but then this is really well written, so that's the person I've hired part. And I'm really confused about Britney right now because I sometimes she comes across as totally unhinged.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure that her kids in private, and we talked about this, are saying, Mom, you know, stop getting naked on Instagram. You know, that's one of the things that is really hard for us to overcome in school. It's embarrassing or whatever. So if you could do that, it would really help our relationship.
Right.
And obviously they've had, and then, so what does she do all week? She posts naked photos all week long and naked videos all week long. So she's not listening to her kids. And then at the same time, I wonder in the back of my mind, because I've always said that Sam's a gold digger.
Right.
But, you know, I come back to this time, probably 6 weeks ago now, maybe 2 months, where Britney was on the side of the road at 3 o'clock in the morning with no gas.
Right.
And Sam's not the one that came, you know, and she's like calling people and stuff and having them come get her. And where's Sam at the middle of the night? Why was she out of the house in the middle of the night? And any of that. And I think that Sam would love to see her go off unhinged, because then he'd say, you know what, maybe she does need to be back in a conservatorship for a little while.
No.
Or at least maybe I'll have a power of attorney over her.
No.
I think the furor would be incredible if there was a conservatorship. But what about a power of attorney? What about something like that? Nobody would even know. Where, you know, I need to be in charge of things because she's just not capable of it. So I'll just have a power of attorney, and then I'll start signing stuff over to myself. Mm. I mean, we already know that they moved into this house. She had a perfectly lovely house, They get married, and they move into a new house. And the reason is that because she already had that house, so he's not entitled to any of it.
Yeah.
But when they move into a new, more expensive house, he gets half if they get divorced. He gets half of that house. Mm. So why did they need to move from that house? It was a great house. The only reason they moved is so he could get himself an extra $7 or $8 million when they divorce.
You know,
that's messed up.
Himself in his
Go ahead. Sorry.
He is. It is. No, you go ahead. Say what you got to say.
I was just going to say, you know what, Enty? You are right, like, all the time. But I just hope you are wrong with this. Like, I don't know. When I saw the post about Christina Aguilera, so basically it was like, my dancers didn't make me look skinny enough. Was that the gist?
Yeah, yeah. So it was just like she said that. And then we were also forgetting that she basically, I felt, that she said some really bad things about Christina Aguilera's dancers, not even related to how they made Christina Aguilera look fat or skinny or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Britney, no filter is fine. But I think that, you know, sometimes it goes a little bit too far and we're just willing to say, oh, it's okay. It's just Britney. And she's had a rough time because, as she'll point out to us in the next post, oh, you know, I didn't mean to say that. I just had a really rough last 15 years or whatever, and mm-hmm. so I forget to say things.
Mm.
You know, it's always, oh, I had this, I had that. You know, my kids aren't grateful to me at all but they don't know what I've been through the last 15 years. Yeah, they do actually know what you've been through because they were right there.
Right. It's almost like she's not thinking about how this whole thing has affected them.
Yeah, and this shows to me that she really didn't have a conversation with them, because I know that the whole nudity thing is really upsetting to them, just as an embarrassing 15-year-old thing. You know, and so if she really did have to sit down and call them or something and say, look, hey, what can I do? You know, why is this, you know, mom to sons? And they go, can you stop posing naked or whatever? Oh, is that bothering you? Yeah, I can stop that. That's not that important to me. So she obviously didn't have that conversation. She had a conversation or yelled at them through Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how a mother should you know, talk to her kids.
No,
it's not. And it's not like Kevin Federline's keeping the phone from them, not letting them, you know, talk to her.
Right.
So.
Ugh.
Anti-lawyer, what you are known for, your world-famous blinds. What do you got?
Oh, before I get to that, first of all, I didn't do one last week, so everybody's upset about that.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Then sorry. Everybody wants to know what the sound I listen to.
Oh, here's the thing. They will not.
What it ended up being.
No, it's still going. And they will not tell us what it is. Yeah, this is the annoying part, because they don't trust us and they think that we're going to give a hint.
Yeah, we don't know what it is.
Well, no. So seriously, it's been going on a week?
It's been going on longer than that. Is
that
a week?
We've had, I think, as of right now, we've had like 32 guesses. All incorrect.
Oh, you guys, how many guesses do you do a day?
Three. So a little more than, yeah.
See, here they do it like literally once every 30 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah,
once an hour.
We don't have that kind of money in Canada.
And so, I mean, So what happens, nobody, because these are impossible or whatever, but I mean, so it gets up to like 50 or 60,000, but generally there's some kind of turnover like every 3 or 4 days.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, So I'm going to remind you about that, so maybe next week we'll know. We'll have the answer, because everybody had a lot of guesses. And so, anyway, so blind for this week. Okay, there's a franchise a sequel. I guess I can't even call it a franchise, but there's a sequel to a very popular mystery movie that's coming out. And the star of the movie is this actress. And this is not really about her. It is about this actress who is married to an A-plus list actor and she was originally going to be cast for the role.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. This would be her biggest role. The movie was a hit. She would have been great for it. Kind of fits her personality. And her actor husband called the producers and said, I'm not going to let you cast my wife. And so they went in a different direction and they made up a story about to the wife about why they wanted to go somewhere else.
Hmm.
Okay, one question. Sorry, has the movie already been filmed?
Has the husband, say that again?
Has the sequel already been filmed?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, it has.
Hmm. Is it?
She was supposed to be in the original and the sequel if there had been a sequel.
Is the original a very old movie or is this a current thing?
No, it's a current thing.
Okay.
Hmm. Like a couple of years old.
Wheels are turning
Wait,
over
the
here.
Wait, the sequel is a couple of years
no,
old?
No, the original movie, yeah. It's not like an old reboot.
The original is a couple years old.
Yeah.
No. Very popular movie. I'm sure that you guys saw it.
Was it just?
And I'll even give you more hints about the movie.
Okay.
I'll give you more hints about the movie. The lead actor in the movie was a person who ran a franchise, a long, long running franchise. He was kind of the person who was running it for a little bit, and now he is moving on from that.
Was it James Bond?
Yeah, like a James Bond thing.
Oh, one of the James Bonds. Yeah.
I think I might know what it is.
Okay. Anti-lawyer, you have been
all your listeners annoyed.
exciting and informative as per usual.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a lovely weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Anti. You too. Thanks for everything.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.